Want to know how math teacher Jack Hunter communicates with his late grandfather?
Find out now with your hosts,
Ellie Saxa
and Leah Callum.
It's a personal story for me, and I guess it happened about 10 or 12 years ago. And I think of it as the kind of awakening for me of my intuition and my real belief that things happen that we can't always see or explain or predict. I always thought of myself as a real rational person, and I still am that, but now there's kind of this other side. My grandfather had died like a year or two before, and I had not gotten to say goodbye to him. Like, he died in Louisiana, and I was up here, so I talked to him on the phone right before he died, but he didn't talk, so it was just me like saying, I love you, goodbye, you know, all that. And then a couple years later, I was working with someone who was like really kind of talking me through some grief about that, because I had never gotten to express very much about it. So she was kind of helping me with that. She got really weird all of a sudden, and she stood up behind me and was like, this is really weird, I don't know if I should. And I was like, no, go ahead. And so she grabbed me by the shoulder in this way, and she said, did your granddad ever do this? And she had like somehow gotten a message from him that that was something that connected us. And I hadn't thought about it. It's kind of like when somebody comes up and grabs you on the shoulder and says, hey, sport, how you doing? Or like, you know, like a older person would say to a kid. And, you know, like right at that moment, I realized I hadn't thought about that gesture that he did for like 20 years, because I wasn't a kid anymore. He didn't do it anymore. But that like brought it all home to me. Like, I actually was connected with my grandfather in that moment through this other person somehow. So it was kind of the beginning of the belief for me that things can happen that aren't scientific or predictable or whatever. And really kind of was the birth of my spirituality.